How would you like to be remembered?
For helping people. That's what I've done for the last 20 years. Still do.
For all you've done and created and pioneered, it comes down to helping people.
Yeah.
Your career also helped a lot of people in terms of jobs.
It was a different way, yeah.
It was a different way, but this is even more direct. And you're saying, I want to be remembered for...
supporting good causes.
Yeah.
When we had the company, we did things like bringing Diane Carroll to sing, and we did a lot with the Philharmonic and the Tulsa Ballet, and things that were good for Tulsa, but they weren't really good for the needy. At the same time we were doing that, we basically have financed and served on the board of Town and Country that have taken them from 40 kids to 165 kids that have autism of certain levels. And many of them are graduating high school, and a small percentage are getting through college. I stumbled on that one because my granddaughter had it, and we just started out to pay back. It's been a great project. It hasn't needed me for 4 or 5 years other than writing a check each year, but we do more and more things now, like the crossover operation, especially with kids that have a disability and being born to an 18-year-old mom that doesn't know how to raise you is maybe a worse disability than being without an arm or a leg unless somebody really pitches in and helps. And we've concentrated on that. I'm happy doing that, and I keep busy.
Yes, it's got to bring you tremendous satisfaction. Well, I just want to thank you for this time. I've heard about you and our community for a long time, and to be able to sit across the table from you and hear your remarkable story is my pleasure. And those who will listen now and the generations who aren't even born will hear, wow, that they really have to do that to show them how it all began.
Yes.
As far as the work that you did. So thank you, Ed. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.